Tonight, I'd like to lay out for you what our battle plan is going forward. We will fight the chairman of BP with planes and tanks for as long as it takes. You know, when I was a candidate for this office, I showered with fishing immigrants from Europe. And sadly, I laid out a set of principles that would move our country towards energy independence. Now, there are costs associated with this transition. I say we can't afford those costs right now. Boom. What sees us through, what has always seen us through, is our strength, our resilience, and our addiction to fossil fuels. Thank you. God bless you.
Great.
May
speech.
God bless.
Bravo.
The surface of the moon.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Oh, we've got all the balls in the world right here, man.
Yes, you are correct, sir.
Well, what if there is no tomorrow? There wasn't one today.
No! You're a small, petty man.
Don't jerk me around. It's a simple question.
Shake his face.
Loud noises!
Good day and welcome to the podcast for Friday, June 18th, 2 out of 10. My name is Tim. Big day in sports yesterday. My Rays lost, but then the Yankees lost as well. Boston won, though, and they're creeping up. Speaking of Boston, Celtics bit it, which was a little disappointing to me. But the United States in soccer, they tied. Again, I don't get this. This is why the United States has not caught on to soccer, because it's stupid, okay? A tie. Twice I've watched the USA team play, and both times they've tied. Now, as far as I'm concerned, a tie is just like it didn't happen, okay? 0-0 is a tie. I don't get it. I don't understand it. See, real sports, they play until somebody wins. This is why soccer sucks. And on that note, how about this annoying noise? It's lovely, isn't it? How'd you like to watch 90 minutes of that? It's awesome. Anyway, enough of my complaining. Here, check this out. This is Betty White on the Joy Behar Show, apparently outing a cinematic icon that has long since passed. Check this out.
When it comes to a man, I've read, like, all those years, I don't know that Rock Hudson, he was the heartthrob. Let's say he was out and everybody knew he was a homosexual. I'm not sure that he would have had the career. That's what the point of this article was.
Rock was, everybody kind of knew his situation, but it didn't seem to hold back his career.
No, but he was.
Cary Grant, the same thing.
Oh, he was gay too?
Well, I don't know.
Yes, you know something, Betty.
No, I don't know. I never.
I love it. Right from the mouths of babes, old babes. Betty White. Outing Cary Grant. Anyway, got some news for you, but first, did you hear there's a new Winehouse album out? Not Amy, but Mitchell. That's right, Amy Winehouse's dad. Check this out, Papa Winehouse.
A smile, you started a fire that's still burning bright as a star. I'm amazed at the way.
All right, that's enough of that. Here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News.
A fat man is killed in a wicker chair disaster. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. 420-pound Tony Grushecki died today of massive wicker trauma as the chair he was sitting in collapsed. Coroner Edward Reynoso released his report today.
Forensic evidence indicates that the chair in which Mr. Grushecki sat gave out at approximately 1 a.m. today, driving sharp wicker spears upward of 2 feet into his morbidly obese body.
Examiners say Grushecki's enormous rolls of fat were insufficient to protect him from the deadly spears, and many of his vital organs were wickered. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
There you go. Well, not enough time to put another clip up for this particular podcast. Hey, maybe you would like to enjoy some more Vuvuzela sounds. Isn't that lovely? Doesn't it just make you hope that someday soccer becomes America's favorite pastime? I know I love it. I can't get enough of it. Anyway, I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. Pleased to be returning on Monday for more internet comedy fun. My name is Tim once again. Have a great weekend. And whatever you do this weekend, don't get any on ya.
Boo-boo. Shut up!